is a difference in old-timey singing and in modern-day singing. The ballad is a story told in song. We've heard some of the stories this afternoon, and now Edna Hogan of the Memorial will give us Kitty Wells. Let's listen to the story in this song. Kitty Wells, Edna Hogan.
You ask what makes this darky weep, why I, like others, am not so gay. What makes the tears flow down my cheeks from early morn till close of day? My story dark as you shall hear, for in my memory fresh it dwells. It will cause each one to shed a tear on the grave of my sweet Kitty Wells. While the birds are singing in the morning, and the ivy and the myrtle were in bloom, the sun on the hilltops was shining, 'twas then we laid her in the tomb. I never shall forget the day when we together roamed the dells. I kissed her cheek and named the day when I would wed sweet Kitty Wells. But death came to my cabin door and took from me my joy and pride. And when I found she was no more, I laid my banjo down and cried. While the birds were singing in the morning, when the myrtle and the ivy were in bloom, the sun on the hilltops was shining, 'twas then we laid her in the tomb. Oft times I wished that I were dead and laid beside her in the tomb. The sorrow that bows my head down low is silent in the midnight gloom. The springtime has no charm for me, though flowers are blooming in the dell. For that bright form I do not see, the form of my sweet Kitty Wells. While the birds were singing in the morning, and the myrtle and the ivy were in bloom, the sun on the hilltops was shining, 'twas then we laid her in the tomb.
And now Mrs. Cora Hillhouse of the White Springs High School has brought some of her students with the songs that Mrs. Hillhouse has known ever since she was a little girl. I believe the first will be the most famous of all the children's songs. It's called Froggy Went A-Courtin', The Courtship of Mr. Froggy. This is a song that's known in many languages and sung by children in many countries.
We shall sing Frog Went A-Courtin'.
Frog went a-courtin', he did run. Frog went a-courtin', he did run. Frog went a-courtin', he did run. He run with the pistol by his side. He run up to Miss Mousie's door. He run up to Miss Mousie's door. Took Miss Mousie on his knee. Took
And now we have the rope jumping. Have you forgotten how much fun these rope skipping rhymes are? And do you remember them? And now we'll do Jenny Cracks Corn. How many of you know this? You want to get out here and join us? Okay.
We shall play Jenny Crack Corn.
Crack corn, and I don't care. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. Right hand up and I don't care. Right hand up and I don't care. Right hand up and I don't care. Master's gone away. Left hand up and I don't care. Left hand up and I don't care. Left hand up and I don't care. Master's gone away. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. Right hand up and I don't care. Right hand up and I don't care. Right hand up and I don't care. Master's gone away. Left hand up and I don't care. Left hand up and I don't care. Left hand up and I don't care. Master's gone away. Both hands up and I don't care. Both hands up and I don't care. Both hands up and I don't care. Master's gone away. Don't see no and I don't care. Don't see no and I don't care. Don't see no and I don't care. Master's gone away. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Jenny crack corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. Right hand up and I don't care. Right hand up and I don't care. Right hand up and I don't care. Master's gone away. Left hand up and I don't care. Left hand up and I don't care. Left hand up and I don't care. Master's gone away. Both hands up and I don't care. Both hands up and I don't care. Both hands up and I don't care. Master's gone away. Don't see no and I don't care.
Mildred Young's group from the White Springs High School will do us do Brown Jug. If you want to come out and join us, there's plenty of room. Brown Jug, the White Springs High School.
Would you hold on to that? Thank you.
Let's give this high school band another big hand. They really stood by this afternoon. They've been supposed to be at home helping the mothers and fathers work, but they just had to help us. So we have to beg them not to be hard on them this time. We've all heard of the old song, Casey Jones. We have two little railroad men here who've been waiting all the afternoon to sing this song for us. It's Durwood Morgan of the Fiddlin' Morgan family and the Singing Morgan family, and Bobby Erickson. These are students of Mildred Shiver. We have the quilting party. Wonder how many of you have ever attended a quilting party. The Taylor Home Demonstration Council, under the leadership of Mrs. Norman Hendry, brings us the quilting party. Now maybe you little boys and girls don't know how a quilt is made and how the women sit around, usually in the cold wintertime instead of in the hot summertime, and make these lovely quilts. Mrs. Norman Hendry.
From our section of the country, called Little Boy.
Little boy, ma'am, did you breed that pony? Yes, ma'am. Why did you breed him on oats and rye? Why did you breed him on oats and rye? Little boy, ma'am, the bird died. Yes, ma'am. Where did she die? She died in the mire. Where did she die? She died in the mire.
Are going to do a rope skipping game called Bluebell. All right, let's go. Bluebells, crocker shells. All right. No. Bluebells, crocoshells, E-V-I-V-O-V-A. Daddy went a-fishing, Mama cooked the fish. The cat rocked the cradle till the baby fell asleep. How many hours did the baby sleep? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to... I'm going to try to sing an old cowboy ballad called When the Work's All Done This Fall.
A group of jolly cowboys discussing plans at ease. Said one, I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I'm just an old cowpuncher, boys, and here I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a big one and go on great big jags. But I still have a home, boys, and a good one you all know. Although I haven't seen it since very long ago. But I'm going back to Dixie, boys, once more to see them all. I'm gonna see my mother when the work's all done this fall. That very night the cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and stormy and raining very hard. The cattle, they got frightened and rushed in wild stampede. He tried to head the cattle and turn the herd about. While riding in the darkness, his saddle horse did fall, and on the board it stumbled, and on him he did fall. George, you may have my pistol, Bill, you may have my bed, Jack, you may have my saddle, for I will soon be dead. But, boys, think of me kindly as you look upon them all. For I won't see my mother when the work's all done this fall. They buried him at sunrise, no tombstone for his head. Nothing but a little slab, and this is what it said. Poor Charlie died at daybreak. His saddle horse did fall. Now he won't see his mother when the work's all done this fall.
White Springs Band is going to give us I've Been Working on the Railroad and Two Fiddle Tunes.
All right, let's go fast.
Train on this one.
Take off.
We're going to do another one entitled Woe Mew Woe.
We hope that all of you who are back there in the shade enjoying the good shade will come out here now on the seats, because the sun's getting real cool and cold out here. In fact, we're about to freeze. But one of the main reasons we want you out here now is because we have a finale of some of our guests from other lands, students from this country. From other countries. So will you people back there in the shade please come around front now for the finale of the program. You've been a wonderful audience, the audience that's come and the audience that's gone. This has been a difficult afternoon, and you've stood by like troopers. It gives us courage to continue and to know that the thing for which we are reaching is worth striving for. We have here Ed Kirkland of the University of Florida, who's one of the standbys of the festival, and he's going to introduce the next number, Ed Kirkland of the University of Florida.
I always enjoy this folk festival, and I know you are very much, and we're glad to have our own native Florida folklore. We're also glad to have folklore from other lands. We have a good bit of that here in Florida. And we have with us, from the University of Florida, Miss Ruth LeMasters here, from Panama, who is going to give us the Peruvian Inca dance, along with Mr. Victor Lapuenta from Peru. And Miss LeMasters, come up here just a minute. Would you tell us what this dance is, what it represents?
This is an Indian Inca dance. Mr. De La Fuente can tell you better than I can, I believe.
All right, Mr. La Fuente, come up here. De La Fuente.
Well, being from Peru, I know a little bit more about it, I think. This dance is performed during the sun rituals. The ancient Indians adore the sun and doing the interrime, which they call in their language. They dance to this, and they dance to the sun, and they dance to the thunderstorms and the rain, and to love. This precise dance represents the courting of a couple, and you will see how it develops.
See how they're courting this time, eh?
Yeah.
And Mr. Jim Bolin over here with the accompaniment on the guitar from Jacksonville.
Just a minute, for some of you who may have come in late, we have some other guests here who are not from faraway lands, but from our own country. But we don't know much more about the traditions of some of them than if they were Peruvians or from some other country. Over here we have our Seminole chieftain. And over on the other side we have Fred Beaver from Oklahoma Creek. These two tribes are united here. As we said at the beginning of this program, the Seminoles refused to be forced over the Trail of Tears about 100 years ago. The Creeks did go over, one of the last full-blooded groups that went over. So we want all of you to meet our guests, our Indians from this country, the Incas from Peru, and then we have other guests from the Philippine Islands whom you'll meet in a little while.
Now we'll have the courting dance, the Inca dance from Peruvian dance. I want to introduce to you another one of our friends, Miss Esther Jolan from the Philippine Islands. And she's going to do the Moro dance, is that it?
Yes, it's the Moro dance, and this is a Mohammedan dance. In the Philippines, in the southern part is the Jolo, which is occupied or lived, inhabited by a non-Christian tribe called the Moros, whose ancestors come from Morocco in Africa somewhere. The dance that I'm going to dance this afternoon is supposed to be one of the dances that a wife of a sultan dances to him, in front of him in his court. And there's no regular pattern to it, except for the steps, fundamental steps, and there are several wives, so every wife does its own step.
Yeah. Tell us something about that, what the meaning of that dance is. Step right up and...
Okay. Long time ago, the tamborita was danced for a long time ago people, so... And this keep, every time they have a big festival, they always dance the tamborita, so... Now, it's the occasion of a big festival, so I will dance for you a tamborita.
This has been a very casual festival program, like all the rest of them will be. We can be ever so casual about singing any song we want to or doing any dance in this country, because that's the privilege of a democracy. But even when we seem most casual and act the most casual, all of us are conscious of living in a country of diversified population. We are of different races and nationalities. We wear different kind of costumes, and we speak different languages upon occasions, but one flag waves over us all. One flag unites us. Now we want to end this program with the singing of our national anthem.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets ringing, the bombs bursting in air. Through the night that our flag
Willing Alton Morris. Alton.
If you can watch for Alton Morris and turn it in here first. Supposed to be on. I got to start.
Thank you. second Stephen Foster Memorial All Florida Folk Festival is about to begin. Hear ye, hear ye. Introducing Sarah Gertrude Knott, director of the festival.
It's a wonderful thing to be introduced as the director of the All Florida Folk Festival for the second time. It's a special privilege to open the festival this evening because we have some very honored guests in the persons of the Seminole Indian and the Creek Indians from Oklahoma. This is an historic occasion upon which we meet here tonight. We all know the story of the Seminoles, how a little more than 100 years ago, a number of them, as well as the Creeks, the Cherokees, Choctaws, and some of the Seminoles, were forced over the Trail of Tears, carrying all they had left in the world with them. We know that the Seminoles refused to go and have stayed in our Everglades since. Tonight we have Fred Beaver, a Creek Indian whose ancestors went over this Trail of Tears, who's come back to meet the Seminoles who stayed behind. I know you want to meet the Seminoles and the Creek Indian. Will you come forward now, Billy Osceola and Fred Beaver and all the other Indians. I know you'd all want to shake hands with Osceola, descendant of the great Osceola, the warrior, who once lived in these parts. Descendant of a great Seminole who has left his mark on Indian and United States history because of his bravery. Then we have another descendant of another great Seminole Indian, Billy Bowlegs. Many of you know that during the war, when the North and South fought, that the Seminole Indians were divided in their loyalty. One, Billy Bowlegs, was a great fighter in favor of the Union. We have Billy Bowlegs' descendant here with us tonight, and we'd like to shake hands for us all with him. Welcome. And now we have Fred Beaver. Ever since I was here last year and went directly over to Oklahoma where I directed the pageant for the American Indian Exposition, I have been especially interested in that Trail of Tears that took so many of the Indians from these parts against their will to make their homes in Oklahoma. And there I met Fred Beaver, who has come across the country tonight to bring some of his paintings, which are now on exhibit here, and to meet with the fellow tribesmen and fellow Indians who stayed behind. Welcome to Florida. And now, if Alton Morris is out there, this is the duty he's, the privilege he's supposed to have in asking Billy more about the Osceolas and about the Indians in Florida than I could ask. So if he's out there, he'd better come on. And if not, Billy, will you tell us, will you introduce your family and the other members of our party?
Glad to be here. To be with you again tonight. It is great pleasure to me to have a part in this program again, once again, in this year. So this time I brought my family with me again. I had two boys and wife, four of us all together, and I want you to meet them or see them. This is Jesse Osceola and Fred Osceola and my wife Sally Osceola. And this time it is great pleasure to present the oldest Indians among the Florida state. He is only one can stay among his people for his age is 91 years old, and while I invite him to come with me, while I came home, come to his home, and he was out in the field working, plant some corns and pumpkins. So Billy Bolex is 91 years old man. And another man stood by Billy Bolex. He is my brother, Harjo. He is older than me, and he also had a family, but he didn't bring it with him. We don't have room in the car. We just brought one car. And so he left his family down the Everglades. So this is my brother, Harjo Osceola.
I'd just like to say that I was reading today about the treaty of your great ancestor, Osceola, how before the Third Seminole War, when some of the people had asked you to move further on, they had come together to Osceola and they said, "When are you going to move?" He had a great sword in his hand, or knife, and he just put the knife through the paper and said, "This is our answer." I'm glad there's not a treaty here tonight that any of us is signing. I'm glad that it's just the business of having a Florida Folk Festival, of looking back to Florida's past, of bringing together the people of different races and nationalities that brings us here together. We don't need a treaty. We just meet as friends as we have come here. We had no money particularly to bring Billy and the group, so they came, they said, "We've got our blankets." Thanks for that spirit, Billy.